Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Hello!
Bye.
T-Bone.com. It's not just a four. Wow, it's Nature Stone.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
This is what the show has become. This is our number one tease. Other shows are like, hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to the number one pick in the draft, Caleb Williams, as he gets ready to be a member of the Bears. Here's us. Hey, coming up on the show, chips and chicken talk.
I've got them.
I know you do.
You hear them?
Yes.
So yummy.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, we got a big program today, including us unveiling something that we're very proud of coming up 1 hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to do something new.
It's a new era in the show.
It's a new era.
Let's put it that way.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty big. It's pretty neat for us. And again, we're building this up. It's going to be ridiculously stupid, just so you know. Just be aware.
Why would people expect anything
less? I know,
but
if they're thinking like we're announcing some giant like event or it's nothing
no,
like
this
that.
This is something that has to do with the show.
Yeah.
That right. I think is fairly important.
I like it. I'm excited about it,
too. Listen to the show every single day. This is going to be a treat for you or a nightmare.
I know. I'm saying. Whatever. We are excited about it. We like it. People may hear it and go, okay, that's great.
Okay.
Anyway, but I like it.
4 o'clock, big announcement. We reveal something. Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire. At 4:34. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What is the game, Boner?
Today we're going to do failed draft picks. So we'll do a little trivia about some guys who got drafted in various sports. Maybe one or two Blue Jackets players, who knows? But we'll dive into some trivia about those players. So we'll get to that at 5:34.
You know what this show is turning into?
What's that?
A vacation destination for idiots.
So, yes.
Before the show, we had a visit from longtime listener Emma Watson's bottom half.
Right.
The great thing about, you know, being streaming, being on podcasts, is that we have listeners from all over the world. Emma Watson's bottom half lives in Canada.
Yes, this is his Twitter name. Real name, Michael, just for what it's worth.
No, I don't care about his real name.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
Emma Watson's bottom half.
Michael, very nice guy.
He was traveling through the area, messaged us, and said, it would be great if I could just meet you guys. And so he stopped in to the radio station. He brought us gifts, which
sure
is always
did.
Appreciated.
What did he bring us, Mike?
He brought us pies, is what he brought us.
Plural pies from not just anywhere. These are the pies from Joe Stone Crab down in Florida.
Yes, one key lime, which we've had,
oh,
and one
yes.
chocolate pecan, which we have not had yet.
Mm.
But I'm excited about it. Also brought us from Italy,
yeah,
Milano Seamen t-shirts.
The men of the sea.
They're professional football.
They're a fairly successful
American football.
Well, yeah, it's the Italian Football League or whatever it's called, but it's not like they call soccer football over there, obviously too. But this is American Football League that is played in Italy. They're one of the teams, and I believe they have come here to America to play games because that's kind of what they do.
Has Hornkamp been transferred to them?
Oh, well,
before
he plays
a different sport.
He plays
entirely.
Soccer.
Oh,
but
okay.
If he did play, maybe we could convert him to like a wide receiver or safety or something, or maybe a kicker. I mean, that would make sense.
It's actual football.
Yeah, you have him. Yeah, it's actual football. The Milano Seamen, I believe,
maybe he's an edge rusher, and then
well, how tall?
Jizz,
I don't think he's that.
Jizz really squirts through that gap.
I don't think he's that tall. Like, I don't think he's got the you know, the body for that. I think he's a slider build kind of guy. That's why I put him at like a skill position there, a speed position.
All right.
Anyway, Emma Watson's bottom half came. We appreciate him caring so much that he wanted to come. If you are an international listener,
well, yeah.
And
well,
you find yourself in the neighborhood, please do get in touch.
Well, I mean, even if you happen to be from somewhere that's not here and you happen to be driving through, I understand though, if it's international, I mean, we're talking like you may not make it back here at any point in the near future. We don't know. So we thought, all right, he's coming through. He asked. Yeah, we'll let him stop by. And
it also helped that he had gifts.
Turned out that we got some things out of it. We didn't know or plan about that, but that's great. It's nice to have.
Big Ten and the SEC are developing a plan to share revenue with players. There is also a bigger story about how college football leaders are close to coming up with some sort of revenue sharing program because they know they have to. They're facing all of these antitrust lawsuits. You know, we asked the question last week, when is there going to be the point where college athletes have contracts with their schools? And yeah, all of us on this show said less than 5 years.
Yeah, I tend to think that's coming very soon. That's all this stuff you hear about legislation. We got to get Congress involved. It's not to get Congress involved to say, go back to the 1950s. Like
they want Congress involved for.
What they're hoping to do is get to a point where you can have your name, image, and likeness. That's still, I don't think that's ever going away. But what would happen is if players know, hey, I'm going to get this kind of standardized contract anywhere I go, that's going to let the boosters also kind of feel like, let's put the money where it's worthwhile, maybe where you can get a stud receiver here or there, something like that. I think that over time, boosters will get worn out by the name, image, and likeness stuff. And if you put guardrails in, there's a chance in those contracts that says, hey, all your name, image, and likeness deals have to run through the school, and we reserve the right to not let you work with just every single person that ever wants to throw money at you, that kind of stuff. There will be a lot more structure to this if it goes that way. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but it's certainly, I think it's headed that way too. There's no way you can avoid, I think, having them become some type of employee of the university at this rate.
The NCAA has been dragging their heels on this forever. The Big Ten and the SEC are saying, look, this is going to happen. Let's make it happen. And if they really, truly wanted to prove that they don't need the NCAA, well, they're doing it here.
Right.
Because the NCAA is following their lead. You've got Trev Alberts, who was the AD at Nebraska, who is now at Texas A&M, where Bjorky came from, where he told the student newspaper not too long ago that he was just putting aside, and all other schools have been instructed to put aside, $15 to $20 million in just general expenses for the future.
Yeah.
And that is this.
They know.
Yes, of course they know, and they have to prepare. They have to prepare their budgets for that.
Well, I think one of the weird things that we've always heard, and I know people brought this up, is if these players are employees, they could get fired. Oh, how about that? Be like, if they were employed somewhere, what would you say there? One, I would say, yeah, I remember being a student employee at my university the year I went, which happened to be The Ohio State University.
And you were so bad, you got fired.
No, I didn't. But I worked a job where I had a boss. I had a review. They could have fired me if I didn't do my job. Welcome to adulthood. Isn't that part of what college is about? Like, this idea that, oh no, players can get fired. What are you going to say to that? I would say that would be like a job that students have at schools. That's a thing people do now. So why are we acting like that's a new thing that students have never experienced before? Also, you should talk to the Colorado football players about that, because last year, 50 of them got fired. I don't know if you know that, but like, Dion came in and said, you guys all suck, I'm bringing in new guys. Remember that whole speech everyone talked about?
Yeah.
The idea that college sports affords you this luxury where, hey, if you don't get any money, you get to stay here forever. There was always a handshake agreement to that at a lot of schools, but that's not where we live now. There's transfer portal, there's name, image, and likeness. With all that has come the idea that if you can transfer in, I can also transfer other guys in, and there may not be a scholarship for you next year. That's just the reality. So we're already at that point where players are essentially getting fired with no protection, with no contract, with no anything. So putting it all in writing probably is not a bad thing at this rate.
Speaking of guys leaving, I saw just as we were coming on the air that Jardy with the Dispatch had a little piece where he talked to Felix Akpara, who left the Ohio State basketball team, transferred to Tennessee. and exactly his thought process behind doing that. He said that Aaron Bradshaw, the big, large 7'1 guy transferring in, really had nothing to do with it. He said that he feels like he owed it to people to come back, but then when he saw Scotty Middleton leave, he saw Roddy Gale leave, he saw Zed Key leave, he wondered, all these other guys are leaving, why am I staying here? And yeah. So he decided to go. He is from Nigeria, as we're aware. He was adopted by a family in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So playing at Tennessee will, you know, bring him closer to them. But it seems like he just wanted another opportunity. He didn't have anything bad to say about Jake Diebler. He said he was happy to see him get the job, but didn't necessarily enjoy his first 2 years here. Maybe the development that he got, the instruction that he got, maybe he finds a new life at Tennessee. Who the hell knows?
Well, you know, and hearing his comments or reading them from Adam Jardy, I think they're pretty instructive. Like you said, he thought, you know, the guy's leaving. Here's the timeline. He put that statement out saying, I'm back, I'm 100%, let's run it back, on April 1st. The same day, Scotty Middleton said he was gone. April 3rd is when Roddy Gale announced that he was out. Then April 5th is when Zed Key said he's gone. So I can understand from his perspective, he's like, all right, so I understand that everyone's coming back, then I'm coming back. That's the whole thing. He said he wanted to have an opportunity to come play for Diebler and for these guys that had done this thing where they played well at the end of the year, and he thought they were going to have another chance to go back and do that. Then when he sees three of the guys leave, he was thinking we're going to be big pieces of this team. He realized, I've decided to do ignore whatever I thought would be best for me or whatever I want to do. I'm putting that aside to come back for the team, and I'm seeing other guys not doing that. I kind of don't blame him. I mean, I'm not saying that I would prefer he stayed. I wish he would have, but his reasoning wasn't Ohio State is the best fit for me. His reasoning was, I'm doing this because I see all my other buddies are coming back and I want to try to run back with those guys and do it again. That's not the way it really works when you get into the brass tacks of this situation, right? It's not how real life works. Sometimes, as much as you want that idealist thing, you got to do what's best for you. And if Tennessee's a better fit for him, being closer to family and whatever else, and heck, you could argue, I mean, I don't know. They've got, according to all the basketball metrics, they've got one of the top 10 rosters in the country coming back next year. I mean, he's going to be fighting for a spot there too. It's not, I believe him on this Bradshaw thing that, I didn't want to fight with him. I don't think that's the case. I think he thought there's going to be this atmosphere that's going to be here, and then half those guys left.
You got to explain something to me, because I read something today. It made my brain kind of melt and come out of my ear, and I need your help.
Okay.
Well, I need you to
I'll
help
do
me.
My best.
Or I need Ted to help me.
Ted'll probably be the better one to help.
Someone
me.
Smart, please help me next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a couple accidents to watch out for. One at the intersection of Cole Street and Kelton Avenue causing some holdup, and another delay due to an accident on Lockbourne Road at Marion Road. This report is sponsored by Zbart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Big thing. We're unveiling something new.
We're unveiling a new thing.
Coming up at 4 o'clock. If you consider yourself a fan of this show, please do listen.
Mm-hmm.
We would appreciate
I'm very excited to see what the audience thinks of our
Me too.
Latest actually, level of stupidity.
You know what? I'm a little nervous.
I could tell that.
I'm a little nervous.
I could tell that.
Yeah. Anyway, 4 o'clock, new stuff. We'll tell you all about it. Please help me with something. I mean, I don't... So, the Oakland A's are moving to Vegas.
Okay.
But not before they move to Sacramento. That's going to be first.
Right. So at the end of this year, this is the last year in Oakland.
Right.
Then they'll take over a minor league park in Sacramento for a few years.
Go to Sacramento in preparation to move to Vegas, a place where no one really wants them, and yet they're going. You had Major League Baseball already approve this move.
Yes.
All right, they've already rubber stamped this. Yes, we've seen what we need to see. You're good to go, despite the fact that you don't really have local support in Vegas.
Right. They all seem very much to not like the plan they've put forward to build a stadium there, and it's going to take a long time.
Well, they haven't even started building anything yet.
Well, no, I'm saying they've not. It's not like the plans have been. They've released some plans, but they're not.
To my knowledge, renderings, not plans.
That's right. What I'm saying is, to my knowledge, Las Vegas has not, or the state of Nevada or whoever, has not all said, here's all the money, here's when the shovels go in the ground, here's when all this starts, and here's our end date of construction and opening day and all that. They don't have all that nearly sorted out. And yet they know for sure we're out on Oakland, we're gone.
Right. Now, Nevada's governor, whose name I do not know, and quite frankly don't care, he or she has approved, I want to say, $380 million.
Joe Lombardo.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
All right, it's the Nevada governor.
Yeah.
To fund this project. Obviously, building a baseball park on the Strip in Las Vegas going to cost more than $380 million.
Yeah.
So they need to find other money, presumably from the city of Las Vegas and Clark County. They also need to have, I don't know, a little bit of their own?
Well,
I would assume.
I mean, this is the whole rub, right? I mean, in Oakland, wasn't that a part of it? Was they wanted the city to kick in more money than they were willing to? And I don't know if it was the state too, but in either case, they couldn't come to an agreement on that in Oakland. So the idea that Vegas is just like, yeah, come on over, we got all the funding. I mean, I remember with Save the Crew, we were watching Austin City Council meetings, some of us Save the Crew people, to keep an eye on it, because we wanted to know, are they going to actually secure the funding that they're promising to build these stadiums?
Right.
And for a while, it looked sketchy. We weren't sure if they would get it. I would imagine that's not a great sign if you're not fully locked in on all the funding just yet.
All right. So anyway, I'm setting all this up. I know I'm really dancing around here. Here's the thing that just boggled my mind. I saw today that the Oakland A's have hired an investment firm to help them raise $500 million to help fund this new ballpark. Okay? And in exchange for finding them $500 million, this investment firm would get a minority ownership group in the A's. I don't understand. What? How does Major League Baseball, does the commissioner and the other owners sit down and approve a move for a guy who doesn't know how he's going to pay for his new ballpark? That doesn't have proof of funds that says, yes, I'm going to use this. Instead, now you've committed to leave the city that you're in. You are moving into a minor league ballpark with no other ballpark currently being built. You are now going around saying, I need $500 million at least to raise money so I can go build a new thing in Las Vegas that people aren't quite sure if they want. How was this approved? Explain it to me.
I can tell you why I believe it was. And I think this is one of the biggest flaws that has happened in pro sports. Major League Baseball certainly has one of these guys, but other leagues do too, to a degree. You have had a shift in the last 20, 30 years of commissioners going away from being like a stern, independent. I'm not saying they were not like hired and fired by the owners, but there was always this idea that a commissioner's job or the person in charge of the league, their job was to say, hey, guys, I know all you owners like this idea. I'm going to be the voice of reason and say, let's just pump the brakes. We can get a better deal. Like a fiduciary responsibility, right? If someone who's in charge of money for you, if they're like helping with investments, you may be really excited in a certain investment, but their job is not to just say, yes, sir, and just put your money wherever you say. Their job is to use their expertise, their guidance, and say, well, I understand you're excited about that. Let's hold off on putting all our eggs into that basket. Let's hold off on this because they have a responsibility to do right by you, even if you don't want that done in the moment. That's what a commissioner should do for Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred should be a guy who says, guys, I know you all want the ability to move whenever, wherever. I know you all want to hold that over your local government's heads. I know you like the idea of just rubber stamping these moves. However, let's make sure this one is the best deal that they can get. Let's make sure that this owner is not going to then make us all look like idiots if he doesn't truly have this lined
up. Exactly right.
So that's something that's changed, don't you think, from commissioners 30 years ago to now? Roger Goodell has a little of that. He's kind of in between. Goodell is definitely a guy who at times has stood up for the Shield, stood up for the rights of, you know, hey, the Shield's got to be protected at all costs, no matter if some dumbass owner wants to do something. But then he also does sometimes bend the rules to make sure that the owners get what they want. And he plays that game very well, to the tune of $50 million plus a year. So that's what you need in Major League Baseball, is a commissioner who will do what the owners want, fight for the owners, but also tell them occasionally when they're being stupid. And right now, I don't think they have that.
Speaking of stupid, you know what else was back this past weekend that I had no idea that it was coming back?
No.
The Arena League.
Oh.
Did we talk about this?
I didn't know. I got to tell you, I didn't know if it went away. It was back.
It went away a couple times.
It's been gone so often back and forth. I don't know where we're at with it.
And
now
I guess it's back, but not really. So they were supposed to air games on the NFL Network this past weekend. They did not. Nothing.
Maybe the worst weekend to do that, given they had a giant NFL draft going up. Maybe pick another weekend to launch your games.
Yeah, I don't know, but they didn't.
Okay.
And in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Soul used to be owned by the Jove. I don't think that's the case anymore.
I would hope he got out of that.
Apparently, they had an owner who was ready to take the club, but that fell through at the last moment. So now the league owns the Philadelphia Soul. And I guess there were some issues at the Super 8 Motel all the players were staying in the day before the game. They were playing New Orleans.
Yeah.
This past weekend.
Okay.
Where there were players, it says many players were released Friday and booted from the Super 8 Motel where they had been staying. Their luggage, according to the report, was taken from them and locked in a room. Also, their head coach stepped down the day before the Soul were due to face the Louisiana Voodoo in Lafayette.
Oh, okay.
So the coach quits. Players have their stuff locked in a room from the Super 8 Motel. Games were supposed to be on television. They were not.
Wow.
And you go to their website. There is no mention of this game, even though it took place. And everything on the website appears to be written by artificial intelligence.
Well, let's hope so. I would hope someone's job is not to write about this crappy football
league. How many teams are actually in the league?
I can tell you. I'm at their website.
So it's the Philadelphia Soul. It's the Louisiana Voodoo. Who else?
You have out in the West, you have the Rapid City Marshals.
Okay.
The Washington Wolfpack. I actually like their logo. It's not bad. The Oregon Black Bears and the Billings Outlaws.
Nice.
That's your first four. Next up, Central, you have the Wichita Regulators. Because, boy, I tell you, when I think of intimidation, I think of the Regulators. Yeah.
Not too high, not too low.
Regulators from the Young Guns movie.
Okay.
They were called the Regulators.
They do have like a cowboy skeleton mascot that's pretty intimidating, but I didn't know what that was from.
All right. Those guys.
I thought you were talking about like the EPA is going to come in and tell you you're dumping too much paint in the river. Like, what do we mean?
Yeah.
The Regulators. All right. Southwest Kansas Storm. One, where the hell is that?
It's in Southwest Kansas.
No, I know, but like, is there a town associated with Southwest Kansas that I should know?
Topeka?
Sure.
Is that in Southwest Kansas?
I don't know. You have the Iowa Rampage and the Salina Liberty.
Okay.
I don't know where Salina, I don't know.
I don't know where that is.
We don't have time.
I didn't know there were this many teams.
No, I've got eight more.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
maybe you and I should buy a team.
You know a couple of them, the Voodoo and the Soul we already talked about. There's a few more you don't know about.
Creepy things happening at Notre Dame. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit some stop-and-go traffic, causing a five-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mount Street and 315, and expect some slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between Livingston Avenue and the 71 West Split. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
We have something experimental coming up less than half an hour from now, so please be listening. And it's a new thing for us. We're excited about it. We're also a little nervous about it. So spend some time with us today. Inside the NFL coming up at 3:48. All the news and notes you need. Rapid fire in the 4 o'clock hour. Game show at 5:34. What's the game, Boner?
We're going to do failed draft pick trivia. So stick around for that.
All right. So Notre Dame. I'm reading this story about legendary Notre Dame coach Newt Rockne.
Mm-hmm. You know what they called him? No, they don't. Never mind.
What?
I don't know what they called him.
The Big Newt?
No. What did they call him?
The Newt Sack.
No, what was that? Was win one for the Gipper. That wasn't Newt Rockne, but that was...
No, that was
not. The movie, right? That Ronald Reagan was in?
Yep, that's right.
That's Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
That's right. My bad. Yeah. See, I almost was stupid and I caught myself, so we're good.
Anyway, I don't think there's really anybody alive that is aware of Newt Rockne personally, considering he died in 1931.
Sure.
He was the head coach of Notre Dame from 1918 to 1931. Won 3 national championships, was really the father of that football program. Tragically, in 1931, at the young age of 43, he died in a plane crash.
Okay.
So obviously his coaching career came to an end, as well as his breathing and life. I should really give eulogies.
I tell you what, you have a delicate way
Shouldn't
with
I?
Words.
Yeah. Anyway, so he died in 1931. He was buried in a cemetery in South Bend. Okay?
Sure, that makes sense.
But there is a cemetery on the Notre Dame campus, which he is not in.
Okay.
He's just in regular old South Bend Cemetery, whatever the hell it's called. And his family members have been trying for years to get him moved to the cemetery on the campus.
Sure. He's a legend. Makes sense.
I don't know if I would personally just start digging people up, but whatever. Some people were very excited about that prospect.
This is his family, though, right?
Like, this is his family.
All right, I will say it's not like just random Notre Dame people are like, do it! And they're like, we actually like where we liked it. We like that he's in the cemetery. Like, if they want this,
right,
okay, and the school wants it, then okay, let's find
and
some common ground.
They have succeeded in doing this now. Okay. So yesterday in South Bend was Dig Up Newt Day.
Okay.
And
okay,
so they dug up this guy that's been dead for 93 years.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Okay?
Because
he
sure
died in 1931.
Right, yeah.
So they dug up this guy, and they took him to the new cemetery on the Notre Dame campus, and they reburied him there.
Okay. I go ahead. I have so many questions, but
there's nothing else to say other than have the heebie-jeebie. Anytime we talk about exhumations, right, and sometimes you have
to
do
them. That all the time. I know what you're
around
saying.
The dinner table, we always do it.
Honey,
sometimes they have to do that.
Who did you exhume today, honey?
For crime purposes. Where
yes,
it's like, oh, we found out that you may have been killed by your wife. Now we have to test your hair. So we have to dig you up and see if there's a little remnant of a toxin in your hair.
Sure. Okay.
And I can't imagine, is it the pathologist? Is that who does it?
Who does the testing? I don't know whose job
who
is.
Who has to actually, there's got to be a guy who does some sort of autopsy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the coroner usually when you're like freshly dead.
Right. Is there a different guy or gal for this one's been rotting for 30 years, Phil, but we still have to cut it open?
Yeah,
Who do you call for that?
I don't know where the cutoff is between coroner and paleontologist. You're right. I'm not sure which one is when it's like, call up, you know, the people from Jurassic World to come over here. Jeff Goldblum is like, science never asks if they should. You know, that's terrible.
It's good. Groucho Marx is here.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Terrible. So when they dig up Newt, do you sneak a peek? Do you open up?
Sneak a peek.
I mean, what's left?
He's got to be bones.
I assume he is bones.
He's all bones at that point.
You know, he's got to be, maybe he's had a suit on. Maybe he had a watch and some jewelry.
That's all. Well, the watch, like anything solid, I'm sure could be there, but the cloth has got to be eaten up and torn apart.
I'm just saying, like, there's got to be someone who opens it and says, yep, he's in here. I can verify that. There has to be someone who can prove,
you know,
what we're moving is actually him.
You bring up an interesting point, because one of my questions is going to be, are they digging up like I don't even know how to say this actually. Are they digging up like a general just pile of dirt and being like, it has to be in there. And then that's just transported? Or are they?
No. They take the whole coffin.
No, that's what
they clean off the coffin.
No, what I'm okay. So they did clean the coffin.
Yes, they clean off the coffin.
Did the coffin last? Because this is also the thing I'm always wondering about is people pay all this money for these damn coffins, and then I see like barns that were nice 30 years ago and they're falling apart out in the elements. They got all that stuff, and they're not covered in dirt with worms crawling in there.
Modern coffins. Probably made out of some sort of synthetic material like fiberglass or something like that. You probably dig one of those up, you got no problem. He was buried in 1931.
Well, true enough.
Who the hell knows what he was buried in? Well, maybe probably, like a wooden casket, like a vampire.
Well, I assume they're mostly wooden caskets. I don't know. Again, if you're an Undertaker, in fact, if you're the Undertaker, would you please call our show just right now? The wild card line is open for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I genuinely wonder how well those things hold up. Because I don't know if the Undertaker people want us to know this. This is Aaron Rodgers now exposing the conspiracy of funeral homes. I wonder if we saw what the average coffin looks like after 30 years, would we go, oh, it's not even worth it. Look at that thing. It's all disintegrated.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
It ain't worth it. I don't need to see the coffin to tell you it's not worth it.
I'm telling you.
Just put me right in the oven.
You see, you're going in the oven. I think that's the way I would probably do that too. Unless I have seen these ones now where they put you in like a very flimsy receptacle that you're then planted under a tree. Cause you know,
I don't want that.
All the nutrients you have go into the tree and then that tree is you. It's like, hey, there's pieces of you in the tree.
I don't want that.
Why not?
I don't know, man. The idea of, I know you're dead. I don't know. If there is some sort of consciousness though, after you're dead, I'm not comfortable with the idea of like cicadas eating my privates. I'd rather just be thrown into the fire and turn into ash.
Now, big picture, this is where we're all going anyway. We're all carbon.
Of course. I'm just speeding up the process.
Everything in the universe is, you know, matter. We're all at some point, we're just the elements of the universe. Know. That's all we are.
I know.
So you're right.
All right, anyway, I was grossed out by the fact that somebody dug up a guy who's been dead for 93 years.
You are not grossed out by the idea, and we talked about this, that you feel like if you've reached a certain level of fame, we should have you in formaldehyde in a giant glass case so people come and be like, oh, that's what he looks like.
Well, preserved.
Yeah, in formaldehyde, something that keeps you preserved.
Yeah, no, I'm not disgusted by that.
All right, so just a man being buried the normal way people have been buried for thousands of years.
Yeah,
I don't
like that.
And they're just like, we're going to move this plot of dirt to another plot of dirt and hopefully he's in there. That's gross. But going to like Notre Dame's Football Hall of Fame and having Newt Rockne just in glass,
that's
fine for you.
It's the idea of digging him up.
Right.
I think if you're in the ground, you stay in the ground.
Oh, okay. It's
let's say who's a dignitary? Let's say Obama.
Okay.
Obama dies tomorrow. You don't bury him in the ground. And then 90 years go by and dig him up and then put him in a museum, right?
You're
as
saying
soon as
immediate
he dies,
preservation.
You treat him immediately, get him under some sort of glass, like the same sort of material they put the Declaration of Independence under with the green light.
Is there, now again, we have to take a break, but I have so many more questions about this. The last one I'll ask you is this. where would, say, like a Kevin Federline fit in? Famous enough to be preserved?
No, get out of here.
I mean, this guy was married to Britney Spears at one point. Backup dancer for one of the hottest singers of all time.
You have to be a dignitary.
Britney Spears?
No.
Okay, see, not even there.
Not good enough.
Okay. I mean, she attained worldwide fame.
Doesn't matter.
No. Neymar?
No.
Messi?
No.
Okay.
You got to be you got to be like a head of state, I think.
Ina Garten?
Yes.
Okay.
Barefoot Contessa?
I know there was one.
Yes.
That would work.
John Bon Jovi? Yes.
Yeah.
Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some slower traffic causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and expect slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingandSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Man and Bone brought to you by our friends, the Hinderer Motor Company. We are debuting something new about 10, 15 minutes from now. So if you know a big fan of the show, but maybe they only listen delayed or on podcast, please do let them know this is coming. And it may be good, it may be bad, who the hell knows? You're the judge. That's the beauty part of the radio business.
Mm.
You get to judge us and mock us.
Oh yeah, every day.
And laugh.
That's our entire lives. That's what we do. We get judged and mocked, and you know what? So far, it's reasonable.
I had my pants off this morning in the bedroom, and my wife came in, just pointed and laughed and left, which, happy Tuesday.
Right.
Inside the NFL.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Bone.
Well, man, we have the entire haul from the Deshaun Watson trade that the Browns gave up to get Deshaun Watson. We now know all of those picks that were traded, they are now picked. They've all happened. Would you like to know what the Texans got in return, player-wise?
If I say no, will that throw your entire segment off?
No, I could just skip it.
No, just go ahead.
All right. They got offensive lineman Kenyon Green. Now, these are over, you know, the last three or four drafts here. Offensive lineman Kenyon Green, wide receiver John Michi III.
Michi!
Defensive lineman Christian Harris, defensive lineman Thomas Booker, running back Damian Pierce, defensive end Willie Anderson Jr., defensive back Kalen Bullock, wide receiver Tank Dell, defensive back Kamari Lassiter, linebacker Jamal Hill, and finally, Ohio State tight end Cade Stover. That is the number of players. Now, that, of course, involves they traded a pick for this to that, and then that pick ended up being later or earlier. The end of it all, they got all that, and they still ended up with their quarterback of the future and a playoff win over the Browns in that time span. I'd say, all in all, pretty good that they got all that for one guy.
I mean, we don't obviously know how this book is going to be written. Maybe Deshaun Watson comes in this year, and with all the new notoriety he has in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, he's just throwing darts all over the place and is a future Hall of Famer. I don't know.
Sure, that's possible.
You also have to take into account, it's not necessarily who the Texans drafted. It's that the Browns never got the opportunity to make those picks.
That's also, well, that's what I'm saying, right? I'm just pointing out the amount of, like, physical human beings that ended up
in the orbit of the
Houston Texans. And if even a third of those guys pan out to be, like, regular starters for you, that's a really good haul. But even then, you ended up with a quarterback who could still seems like as good. I mean, right now, CJ Stroud looks like a top five guy in the NFL after last year. It's early.
Yeah,
maybe that won't stick around.
So did RG3. So
yeah, you're right.
We'll see.
Time will tell. But certainly, we're going to find out how that looks over the next few years. But right now, you'd say the Texans won that trade. Speaking of former Buckeyes, J.K. Dobbins is back and ready to go with the Chargers. He says that he is healthy and ready to shed the injury-prone label. He says, you've got that label out there, but I think the storm is over with. I think I'm going to take off now. There will be no setbacks, and this injury-prone thing will be gone out of the window.
Look, I'm not a jinx guy. I'm not a voodoo guy, throw it out in the universe. But, J.K., you've played 9 games in 3 years.
Sure.
You know, just go out there, take it day by day. Almost look at it like an alcoholic at this point.
Right.
Go out there and take it day by day. And all you know is that tomorrow you're excited to step foot on the football field again. That's all you can do.
Absolutely right. By the way, I didn't realize that in the preseason game in 2021 against the Commanders that he tore his... I knew he had a bad injury. I forgot about this last part of it. He tore his ACL, his LCL, his meniscus, and his hamstring.
Wow.
Like, tore everything that you can tear, basically, except I think the PCL, maybe that got spared. But that's right. I'm saying these are... He's been through significant injuries, and I do feel for him because that whatever he's saying here to get himself fired up for the season and to say, look, that's all past me. You have to believe that if you're him because he's gone through so many other things. You can't go out there saying, well, maybe this time it's going to happen again. You hope not, and I hope for his sake that it works out. But, yeah, I don't necessarily love that if it does, there's a different Harbaugh who's benefiting from it, and it's not John Harbaugh. Now it's Jim Harbaugh, but whatever. I hope for the best for J.K. Meanwhile... News that will shock no one. Jags are declining quarterback Mac Jones's 2025 fifth-year option.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, yeah, because he's being brought in as a backup to Trevor Lawrence, so of course they're not going to pay him that money, and that's totally fine. They also, for whatever it's worth, declined the fifth-year option of running back Travis Etienne Jr., so both of those moves were made yesterday.
I thought they were picking that up, no?
No, they declined it. They declined
they
that option.
They picked up Trevor Lawrence's fifth-year option, obviously.
Yes, of course. But they declined Travis Etienne's fifth year, according to this article.
All right.
Meanwhile, four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Chris Harris Jr. has retired from the NFL. Four-time Pro Bowl selection, like I said, in 12 years. Told the Denver Gazette that he has retired. Now, he's one of those guys who, the last time he played was in New Orleans in 2022. Then last year, did not get any interest from teams, mostly this offseason. And he just said, you know what? It didn't happen for me last year. I'm not getting any interest this year. I'm retired now. So he's 34 years old, played a lot of his career in Denver as an undrafted free agent, but had 9 years there and actually made a first team All-Pro selection in 2016, was named to the 2010 All-Decade team in 2020. So, I mean, that's pretty good to go from undrafted to an All-Decade type of team. It's not Hall of Fame, but outside of that, it's pretty good.
Bone and I are going to debut something brand new. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at 23. And there's a small delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Zbart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Calm.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yes.
This ain't one of them.
Uh-huh. We know.
Yeah. I'm going to further solidify that with this segment right
maybe,
here.
Maybe it'll change all.
No. I'm going to hammer it home.
Is that right?
If you were on the fence saying, is this a crappy show or not? Well, good news. You don't have to be on the fence anymore. So here's the backstory. So our program director, Fish, came to us not too long ago and said, hey, I know that, you know, you guys like to play music on your show, and that's a big part of what you do, whether it's just playing something to make fun of it or singing Creed or whatever. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
At least for the time being.
Some legalities and things. The ever-changing world of the digital landscape of our business. Got to make sure that we're in compliance with everything. So as that happens, we got to, you know, mind our P's and Q's.
It's above my pay grade. And so I go along with it because I have to. And I,
that's right.
You know, Bone and I said, well, music's a big part of the show. How do we still incorporate music into the show if we can't play anything? I had the thing last week where I sang karaoke. I sang some Bon Jovi karaoke. Good news, I'm not going to be doing any of that right now for you. I can't rule that out in the future that I won't make an ass of myself and sing more karaoke, because I probably will. But Bone and I decided, well, if we can't play any licensed music, there's nothing that says that we can't create our own songs and play those, because we own that.
Well, if we make it.
We make it. It's
right.
It's ours.
Exactly.
So we decided to write some songs. We're going to debut the first song today, and I'll give you a little backstory about the song. Tomorrow, another song. Thursday, another song. Friday, one more song, and then we'll play all the songs and have you vote on your favorite song. Or by then, you will have burned your radio.
Or whatever you listen on.
And you will never be listening to us again. But now, we're going to debut a new song every day.
We have often complained about the budget on this show, where we say, you know, if we had like some money to do this or that, maybe we could go do something like that. Like go to Greenland. We're not asking to go to Maui. We're asking to go to Greenland.
I am asking to go on a private jet. I mean, there's that.
We would ask for that if we went to Maui,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, I'm just saying. We didn't say, like, take us to Madrid. We said, Greenland, Nook, can we get there? They're like, oh, no, too pricey. So you might be asking, how is it that we have made music? Mike and I are not musicians, not formally. Although, I mean, Mike, I don't know if I speak for you, but for me, I know the rhythm is within me.
Oh, yes.
And the rhythm is within you, I feel like. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, we were given some leeway by the powers that be around here. Conveniently enough, former 10TV sports anchor Dave Holmes left, and they, like, the next week were like, hey, we got a budget for you to, you know, get some music made if you want to. So we didn't ask too many questions. I don't know if this is
internally
the Dave Holmes largesse.
We have been celebrating the dead corpse of Dave Holmes, because now we can spend what he was making.
That's right.
And he'll go and it's a win-win, because he'll go someplace else and make more money than he was making here.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. So what the first song that we're going to debut today is a song that I wrote. It's actually a pop song, which is interesting, because I don't really listen to pop music. But for some reason, I had this thing in my head. I wanted to write a pop song about Ryan Day.
Okay.
And it's titled Ryan Day. And so I'm not singing it, because I actually wanted to do the song justice.
Thank God.
We have professionals that are doing this, not me and Bone.
Yep.
But the words, the thoughts, it's all me. And so we're going to debut this here. I hope you like it. Again, it's pop music, but I think it's kind of catchy. So here it is. The song is called Ryan Day.
You made a joke look like a king, and now he taunts you with his ring. So far all you've done is talk. It's time for you to walk the walk. The pressure is mounting, promises are empty, go the distance, expectations are clear. You talk tough and play soft, time to get rough. At any cost, follow through. Get a clue, old cliche, Ryan Day. Can you beat the maze in blue? If you don't, the
That's my song.
So there you go. It's a banger, Mike.
That's my song.
That's a crank it up in the summer kind of song.
I don't know about that.
It's a low key vibe.
It's low
but
key.
I like it.
I wanted like a dreamy sort of pop feel to it.
Well, you did a good job with that. I like it.
You know,
it's exciting.
I think you know. It's a harsh commentary of where we are as a football program, right? Mm,
that's right.
But
yeah.
it's sung in a very sweet voice.
It is. Yeah, it's a very pleasant voice.
Anyway.
I'm excited now to find out the ranges of our band that we're working with. Because, I mean,
we got one tomorrow for you.
I know.
And it's not going to sound anything like this one today. I guarantee you that. Completely different.
Yeah. And you know what? If you want to hear this played, I mean, we're not a music station. But obviously, you and I both worked at music stations for many years. I do occasionally miss being able to play requests. So if we get requests for songs down the road, if you like some of these songs, we'll just throw one on for you. Mm-hmm.
So this here time tomorrow, we'll have another original song. We'll do this until Friday. And what?
No. I didn't know. There we go. Same time, same place.
Same time tomorrow.
There we go.
Same time tomorrow.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Teddy, what'd you think of it? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it, yes.
Timmy's in there. You like it, Timmy? Banger? You want to take some E and hang out at the club?
With the Bosa's?
That's not an E song.
That's not a club. I mean,
no,
it's like,
not.
It could be
it's
in
not.
A club, yeah but it's not like, that's not like the EDM stuff where we're, you know,
no,
like
I'm just, I'm
180 BPMs.
I'm blown away that you could pull that off.
I know. His voice is really dynamic.
And you, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. And you wrote the whole song?
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I
didn't have a
it.
Team of writers?
No, I wrote that song.
No, they only gave us enough for the band and the musicians. They didn't give us any like writing help.
No, I wrote the song, all the lyrics, everything.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Thanks, Timmy. Okay,
that was great.
Let's move on.
I liked it.
Jarvis Landry. I don't know how to transition to Jarvis Landry now.
Well, you just did.
Jarvis Landry is participating in the Jags rookie minicamp. He didn't play last season. Did you know that?
No, I was not aware of
that. Yeah, he took the season off. I guess he thought he was going to retire, but now he's coming back. He wants to prove himself. So he's going to go try and prove himself against Jags rookies.
Well, if he's got anything left, you would think that'd be the place to go do it. So, glad to hear that he's still got a chance, I guess. Good for Jarvis Landry.
No, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Bill Belichick is scheduled to appear at the Tom Brady Roast on Netflix. It airs live on Sunday, and I'm sure it will be a complete and total disaster. For if any reason, because you pointed out, with these roasts, you need careful editing, okay? Mm-hmm. Taking the best parts, condensing it, making into one cohesive thing, this is going to be live and clunky, and there's going to be a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I should agree because I'm the one who said that, but I... I'm glad you reminded me of that. I had forgotten I had said that, but that's right. I don't know, man. I think Tom Brady is of the opinion that because he was really good at one thing, he can be good at everything. And yeah, Belichick being at this, there will be a nice little moment, I'm sure, where they'll get
Did
to reunite on screen.
Belichick do his interview with the commissioner?
No, you know what? I avoided a lot of that this weekend just because I was not.
Well, yesterday.
No, I didn't see it.
This was yesterday. Now, Belichick has gotten rave reviews, almost nauseatingly so, since he started going on McAfee.
The bits that I saw of the draft with him involved, I thought were good.
I know, but I love these people come out like, did you know that Bill Belichick can tell a story? Yeah, he's been in the league for 40 years.
Yeah,
I mean, of course he has stories.
I understand, but I guess there's always the Wayne Gretzky component that has to be factored in, which is people go, Wayne Gretzky does not know how to say or tell stories or anything.
He's I know that, but
boring
it's
as
like,
a popcorn.
Oh my
fart.
God, Bill Belichick told this story about how he was trading for Randy Moss, and he called him to tell him, and Moss didn't believe him, and he hung up the phone on him.
Right, yes.
Yeah, all right. I'm sure he's got a million of those. He's been a coach for a long time.
Yeah.
He's okay as long as he has someone with an actual personality to play off of. They had him solo interviewing Roger Goodell. It was like getting a root canal.
Well, also, never mind the fact that he and Roger Goodell have a little bit of a history, don't they?
Yes, of course, that factors into it.
You know, all the Patriots Spygate stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's not the best guy to just have the two of them. A moderator between the two of them would be probably better, but it doesn't surprise me that that was a train wreck.
I am simultaneously happy and sad about something that may be occurring in sports. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Congrats on the bop, Mike. All right, we got stop and go traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. And there's a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis text line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis text line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees?
Asking for a friend.
My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack wants to tell you about his friends at Tri-State Men's Health. We talk about ED a lot, which stands for erectile dysfunction.
That's correct.
You know, maybe things aren't working for you down there, and you've tried other things, and they're not working for you. Well, did you know that Tri-State Men's Health, they have treatments that work when pills or herbals fail? They have treatments with success rates well over 90%, and some can even have you lasting an hour or more. How about that? They have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having hibbity-dibbity the day after your appointment. Call them, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Common Man sent you, and tell them pee-pee no worky.
That's right. By the way, people seem to really like the song we debuted last segment, if you've missed that.
I'm very self-conscious about it, but I'm glad I put it out there for you.
You did. You did put it out there.
And if you didn't enjoy it, please let us know that, too. We're going to have songs to debut each day this week at around 4 o'clock. And on Friday, you tune in, you pick your favorite.
There you go. So Craig said that he's getting Billie Eilish vibes from the song.
I wish I was getting Billie Eilish vibes.
Oh, my. Yeah, she's giving vibes,
oh,
for sure.
She's
fetching.
Giving vibes.
I tell you.
Have you heard her talk about things that she is doing?
What do you mean? No.
Well, her latest interview that I saw, was it a Rolling Stone piece? Whatever the latest thing was that she did. She talked about what she liked to do to herself in front of the mirror.
Oh, wow.
You didn't? She went into detail.
I was not aware of any of that.
Yes, she has certain outfits that she'll put on.
Oh.
And this is just for her. And now it's for me. There's no one else there.
I tell you, she's brilliant. For like, she knows exactly what she's doing by putting that out there.
Of course she knows.
Because then everybody's going to, you know, not everybody. There's going to be a decent number of people, I will say men and women, who will be very interested in reading that. And then what are they going to do? They hop in their car. You know what I feel like listening to? Billie Eilish. Just seems like a good idea.
NBC is bidding for the NBA. NBA television rights coming up again. NBC wants a piece of the action.
Yeah, it's this time next year. Well, the offseason of next year is when they officially expire. So, you know, this is the offseason. Like any league, they want to get that done well before the next season starts. They want to have all that sewn up.
So ESPN/ABC, they're still at the table. They're going to have the finals. They're going to have a presence. Amazon is getting involved with this. So they will be a broadcast partner of the NBA. And that allows one more entity. And NBC's interested. And Warner Brothers Discovery, which is Turner,
yeah,
is still interested. There are some insiders who say that NBC is planning to outbid Warner Brothers Discovery to get the rights back, which, as a 90s basketball fan, I'm nostalgic for, because that's when I was banging. Right.
Sure.
It was the NBA on NBC. Right. And, you know, in my mind, they're going to bring back Marv Albert and Matty Gukas and the Czar, the Telestrator, and the John Tesh music. I know it's not going to happen, but there's a part of me that thinks I'll get to relive some of my youth if the NBA goes back to NBC. The thing that I'm not thrilled with is if NBC gets it, and now all of a sudden, inside the NBA on TNT is gone.
That is the rub, man.
That's the best show about sports.
Well, from an analyst capacity, I here's the thing. Their analysis of games at times on that show can be lackluster. Let's be real. Charles Barkley, his expertise is good when he's telling stories about, you know, when we played, this is what you couldn't do, but now that's different. It's also been different for, you know, 30 years. He hasn't played for a long time, 25 years at least. So, you know, with him and Shaq and Kenny, the thing that always comes through is their camaraderie. And then Ernie clearly just has a good camaraderie with all of them, even though he's not a former player.
Well, like last night, Kenny had something where he was running on the set and he fell down. And so they, showed this 5 million times, and then their reactions of Kenny falling down.
Well, and that all stems from every time Kenny Smith, they have this giant board that he goes to that's, you know, the size of a wall in someone's gymnasium, basically, is what it looks like. And that's a whole video screen. He goes up there and analyzes plays. The players are as big as him on that screen. Well, he's got to run up these steps to get there. And there was a time where Shaq, like every time Kenny would get up, Shaq would try to like race him to that set and try to beat him. So he would try to sneak attack to leave. So now that whole, I got to run, I got to be quick, I got to get back there, that kind of thing has led to an interest in just him going back to the, it's just a guy walking across the set to go mark something up on the screen. But now that's become, they've turned that into a bit. They've turned that into a thing, and then they get bloopers out of it and everything else.
I don't watch the NBA, but when I see that they're on, I stop.
Yeah.
And I watch them.
Yeah, they're entertaining. I will tell you, as an NBA fan, there are times where I think the analysis of, it takes a while where an NBA, if you're watching these games regularly, you'll watch them talk about it on Inside the NBA, and oftentimes, Charles is the worst at this, but it's sometimes happened with all of them, where you will have Charles saying, hey, you know what, I gotta tell you, the Timberwolves are pretty good. And it's like, Charles, they've been one of the best teams in the league for like the whole year.
Right.
You know, but he will come upon that a little later than maybe the average analyst. But that's okay, because he's enjoyable to, they're all enjoyable to watch. The other night, I don't know if you saw this, he was talking about the Suns getting swept out by the T-Wolves. And he said, because they always on the show will say, you're going to Cancun. Well, he says, Cancun's not, that's too good for them.
Going to Galveston.
You're going to Galveston. That dirty brown water over there in Galveston. That's where you're going to go. And you think you're at a beach. You're not even at the beach. That's brilliant. It is everything that makes that show
fun.
Did you
see that he apologized for that because he got flack from Beyonce's mom?
I saw. He said, I don't want any trouble with Beyonce, so I'm good. Right. This is great. I love that. However, I'm with you, as a child of the 90s, I would be curious to see what NBC did with it
now.
But the only thing that would work out with that is if they go pay all those guys, including Ernie, to go over there.
I know all those guys are under contract, but I have to assume that somewhere in the language of the contract is, this is all conducive to us having the NBA package.
That's right.
If we don't have it, then your contract is not valid anymore. And so you're right. If I'm NBC and all those guys are available, I don't care what grand plan the sports director at NBC has. I go and I take those guys and I say, you're my crew.
Well, you know what?
You're my number one guys.
You know what will likely happen? And I'm not trying to like rip this dude. J.J. Redick has gotten a lot of, you know, publicity the last couple of years as an analyst. He's done a very good job. And he mixes it up at times with some of the, like, you know, media that's been doing this for a while, covering the NBA, because he'll say, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You haven't played. You haven't played in a while, in some cases, if he's talking to an older player.
Right.
And all that's good. And JJ does keep up with the game and all those things are true. And he's been in the league more recently than a lot of guys. Just remember the Tony Romo effect, right? Remember that at some point, you too will be the old out of touch guy. And there will be younger guys in the media who played more recently who can say, JJ Redick doesn't know what he's talking about. What do you bring after that? I feel like a lot of times people get excited about someone like JJ Redick, not realizing that unless he develops that chemistry with the other guys he's on the screen with, and he's not arguing with everyone all the time, you're not going to have that same camaraderie. So he's, as much as I'm sure he looks at guys like Charles and Shaq and Kenny and says, they don't know the game like I do. You're all right, maybe. But also they know how to make better television than you do right now. So whoever they hire, if it's NBC that gets it, if it stays with TNT, ESPN has to think about this. You got to get people who are actually fun and engaging to watch on television.
Rapid fire coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find some slow traffic if you're on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. And things are also moving slow on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingandSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Got a lot of listeners asking to hear the Ryan Day original song again. Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is it's an original song by us, so it will be on the podcast feed. If you don't have our podcast, well, you can go to wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So our song will be on there. We'll also have a new song to debut, completely different style of music, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Be listening.
Yeah. Also, Bacon House tweeted us this. We were talking about the NBA on NBC, Round Ball Rock, mm-hmm. that whole thing. That is, of course, as you know, Fox has some of that right now with the college basketball. They use that song. However, Alex Sherman, who's a journalist, reached out to John Tesh and said he was told if NBC gets the NBA back, all NBC needs to do is give him and his lawyer a call and hammer out a deal, and Round Ball Rock can return.
Because he still owns the rights.
He owns the rights. So
he allows Fox to use it, but he owns the rights.
Right. So that is very, very, again, it's stupid that that's what I care about in this whole thing. But if you tell me NBA on NBC, no Round Ball Rock, get the hell out of my face. But if you tell me John Tesh's music is playing while they come back for an NBA game,
I'm with you.
Then let's go. Make it happen.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
All right, Teddy. Rapid fire number one.
All right. EA Sports. They'll be releasing the new college football game this year, and it looks like there'll be multiple players used for the cover. So which current Buckeye would you like to see on the cover? And if a former Buckeye had been used, who would you like to see on it?
Former Buckeye, Joe Germain. What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know.
Current Buckeye, Abuka.
You know what? I was going to say Emeka Ebuka, too.
I'm just saying he's...
That's who I would put on there.
He's how many yards away from being the all-time leader at Ohio State in receiving yards?
Yeah, I think... I hope he has a monster year, as much as there's been a lot of talk about all the transfers and everybody else. And, like, I'm rooting for all them, too, but I hope he has a big year. And I am... Yeah, that's who I would put on there from the current team. Eddie George is the first name I thought of. And then I said, you know what,
though? Would the picture also include you polishing his bald head?
And his washboard abs.
Because you love him.
But you know who else would be a, like, 1A there if they said, sorry, Eddie George said, no, can't do it. He won't do it. He doesn't want to be any of his likeness to be used.
Tom Tupa.
You know, Orlando Pace would be the guy. I would say Orlando Pace didn't get... I mean, he got his due. He's in the Hall of Fame. But
he
should have been a Heisman Trophy winner, and he never got that.
Teddy,
he should have been.
Who would you put on there? Alumni.
I'm thinking Andy Katzenmoyer, just seeing him.
Oh, there you go. Know, big cat.
His helmet and the reflective coating on the...
That's right.
Yeah, the visor.
I feel like that might have been used on a game once.
I think so. So that's probably why I'm saying
it. You're right. That's great. Yeah.
I know Eddie was on the cover of Madden.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, as an NFL player.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, rapid fire number two.
Since we just finished up the NFL draft, I want you to tell me a draft pick that stands out to you as one of the worst that your team has made in the last, say, 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Well, buckle up. Who you want? You want Mitch Trubisky? I got that. You want West Virginia wide receiver Kevin White?
Oh, yeah.
Who was a top 10 pick.
I thought he was going to be awesome.
Caught 10 balls
and he was
for the Bears?
Not awesome.
I got that.
I'll tell you. I mean, mine's pretty easy. You said last 10 years or so?
Yeah, or so. Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert were in the same draft in 2014. That's 10 years ago. That's exact. That, hey, I actually think Gilbert might have a case for being the worst pick.
I was going to say, isn't it astonishing that in the same draft with Johnny Manziel, you can look at Justin Gilbert and say, he may be worse just based on where he was drafted?
Drafted in 2014, hasn't played since 2016 in the league. And he never will. But if he ever did come back, he still faces a one-year suspension from the NFL.
Like, trust me, buddy, he's not coming back.
I know he's not. I'm saying Johnny Manziel looks at that and goes, woof, that's rough, buddy. That's no good.
And he was what? What number pick
Eight.
Was he?
He was Eight. The one I was relieved when I was like, oh, thank God they didn't draft Johnny Manziel. And then they got him at 22.
Don't worry.
And then Gilbert ended up being just as bad.
Rapid fire number three.
There are 9 states without a state income tax. That's Texas, Alaska, Florida, Nevada, Wyoming, Tennessee, Washington, South Dakota, dog killer, and New Hampshire. If you had to move to one of these states, then which one would you choose?
How?
I've been to New Hampshire. I like New Hampshire. I would hang out with Ryan Day's brother and help him with his private investigation firm dig up stuff on Michigan. So I would move to New Hampshire.
You know, I've never visited Wyoming. It seems like,
I've been there.
There's a lot of national park stuff to do, and there's a lot of rugged outdoors,
a lot of wide open space.
I like that. However, I have been to Washington. If you like ocean, they've got it. If you like mountains and rugged, they've got that. If you like country, go out to the eastern part, like Pullman and all that. They got a whole bunch of hills and farms out there.
You know what else they have in the eastern part of Washington?
What's that?
The Klan.
Do they really?
Oh, they got problems. That whole, like, Spokane to western Idaho.
Oh, really?
Section.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was just reading about some white nationalist issues they have there.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure they have that in parts of every state.
I had no idea.
But that's, like, their playground there.
Yeah. Well, I've also been to, like, Seattle. I like Seattle. Nice town.
Also a lot of white nationalists in Seattle.
Yeah, sure.
They just don't know it yet. They work for big tech.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Rapid fire number four.
All right. If you owned a private island and were allowed to build 3 fast food restaurants on it, then which 3 would you choose?
All right. I'm going for variety here. Okay?
Sure. I'm thinking the same.
I'm not necessarily saying these are the best items ever. I'm saying for variety purposes. I would go Taco Bell. I would go McDonald's.
Yep.
And I would go Dairy Queen.
Okay. We went very similar.
Okay.
So I went Taco Bell. I went Wendy's.
Yeah.
Because they have good breakfast.
Tough call.
And I really like their burgers. And I really like that I can get a baked potato.
I had a Wendy's spicy chicken for lunch today.
Oh, yeah.
They took it right out of the fryer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was molten. It almost hurt to eat it. And yet it was wonderful.
Now, here's what I'm telling you. My third choice, a little off the board. I'm going to go with Cold Stone.
Ooh.
And the reason is this.
Are we considering that fast food, though?
Yeah. Well, where'd you say? Oh, you know. Wait, no, there is.
There is?
Well,
not where I was banging.
No, because they had some. I think they still have some where you can. It's like a Tim Hortons and a Cold Stone combined. And you can order Cold Stone through the window, and then they'll give it to you. So I'm going to say it is.
Sounds like a technicality. Judge, right. What do you rule?
I'll give it to him.
Okay. All right. Here's my thought process, though. If I want Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, they're going to have them. If I want Oreos, they're going to have them. I can just say, hold the ice cream. Give me a sleeve of Oreos, please. I'll pay for it. So I'd still have all that on my private island. So I'm going with that.
Music is going. Teddy, which three are you taking?
McDonald's. Dairy Queen, Popeyes. I really want to put Taco Bell in there, but
Popeyes is a tough one to leave out for me. I'm with you.
Taco Bell is a tough one for me.
You know what, though, Teddy? In a pinch, you can get a burger from Dairy Queen.
Yeah. But that's why I was thinking more like McDonald's, decent chicken sandwich at times they have, so maybe I could leave out Popeyes and Taco Bell.
What are you going to do for breakfast?
For breakfast?
Taco Bell serves breakfast.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
That's true.
They serve everything for breakfast.
So. Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Are we done?
No, wait, one more.
Oh, rapid fire number 5. Sorry, the music went away.
Yeah. Today's National Oatmeal Cookie Day. Most people prefer the chocolate chip cookies, but tell me what's your second favorite cookie to eat?
Oatmeal cookie. Specifically, oatmeal raisin cookie. I love a good one. There's some bad ones out there that I think are overly sweet. You get that little savory, salty note in a good oatmeal raisin cookie.
I do like an oatmeal raisin.
It's good eating.
But my actual second favorite, and I rediscovered my love for this past year, give me a molasses cookie.
Molasses cookie? Yeah. What are you, a million?
Love them. Love a molasses cookie.
Look at you.
You wouldn't like it.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't like it. I'm just, I can't remember the last time I had a molasses cookie.
I love molasses cookies. Oof.
Where'd you have one?
My house. I made them.
You did? Why didn't you bring some in?
What do you mean, why didn't I bring them in?
Because I bring you cookies.
Well, I didn't prepare like a million of them. I made like two batches and we ate them all.
You can't put a Ziploc bag, give me one cookie.
I didn't think you'd want
maybe one. Maybe a half?
Isn't it? I had ginger in it. I had to put ginger in the thing.
I still want to taste it.
Okay. I didn't know you'd want it because of the ginger.
I want it.
Well, I made it during Christmas time, and I'll tell you what.
All right.
It's good.
I have a stat to share with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll run into a 15-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. And there's also a 5-minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between 70 and Georgesville Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print. For details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Game show coming up at 5:34. What is the game this week, Bone?
This week we are going to do failed draft pick trivia, Mike. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If I can find it on here. Are you aware of the guy in New York City this past weekend who got hundreds of people to come gather around and watch him eat cheese balls?
What kind of cheese balls?
Well, you know the little puff... I don't know. Planters used to make them.
The little
snack. Yeah, they're like cheese puffs.
We're talking about those cheese balls that you get in like the summer sausage collection.
Not like an actual ball of real cheese. I'm talking the little crunchy puffs that are, like a cheese puff or they're circular.
Rice puffs or corn puffs, whatever they're made of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, those things, you know how they get them in the clear plastic jar that's a tub that's like a gallon or more, however big that is? Well, this guy had put posters up all around this park. I don't know if it was in Central Park or which park it was. Union Square Park. That's where it was. And he said, come to Union Square Park this weekend to watch a man eat an entire tub of cheese balls. That's it. Didn't say who the man was. Didn't say why he was doing it. There's no admission. This is just a guy who decided, I want people to see me eat cheese balls.
And so, people came?
Hundreds. There's videos.
Of course.
There's videos of this guy. He brought a little stool. He brought the giant thing of cheese balls. He had a mask on, like a ski mask, and a cape. An orange ski mask and an orange cape. And he's standing on this stool in the middle of Union Square Park in New York City. People are chanting. They've got video cameras. Everybody's got their phones out. As this guy, and he's like goofing around and saying stupid stuff. But he's eating cheese balls as he's standing there. And these people are just lapping it up. And I thought, this seems like something we might be able to do. Like, I'm not saying we are going to do it. I'm saying if we put out on these airwaves, come to such and such park on such and such day, I'm going to eat like 12 tacos. One of those like 12 packs of Taco Bell used to do the party pack.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could get...
I think people would come out for that.
We essentially said, give us $400 for a t-shirt. And people did.
Well, and to hang out with us.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right.
You know what? I was at the Wendy's today.
Yeah.
I saw a sign at the drive-thru. They're doing 50 nuggets.
Oh.
50 nuggets.
Let's go.
For $14.99. Now, in the words of Joe Harden, you can't beat that deal.
you can't.
50 nuggets.
You can't.
For $14.99. Now, maybe we go to a park. We get 100. So yeah. It's $30 between the two of us.
Yep.
We sit there. We have a variety of sauces. You can't just use one sauce. Your mouth's going to get bored.
Yeah.
And we just eat at a folding table while people make conversation with us.
Mm-hmm. I actually, this is a little bonus on the Fat Boy food tee up. I have had their ghost pepper sauce that they have for the dipping.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sure it is good. I have not tried it yet. We have to stop this with the ghost pepper stuff, okay?
Let me clarify.
Because ghost pepper should be melting your face. Let's not use it if it's not going to melt your face.
Let me rephrase. I don't care what they call it. It's a good dip.
I agree. I'm sure it is.
It is very much like the blackened ranch you can get at Popeyes. And I approve of that. I think they need to do more of that slightly spicy ranch dip thing.
That's fine.
But it's not ghost pepper
but
hot.
To me,
yes.
If you're going to advertise ghost pepper, I want it to be like a scene out of Conan on Hot Ones. Where he's essentially going into a coma.
That was a good episode.
That was a great episode. It was.
I love how everybody's like, oh, hey, it's 2024. This Conan guy's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been funny since the
90s. 30 years ago?
Well, that's just it. I saw a little thing. I've seen comedians complaining about this. Bill Maher famously complains, like, nobody can be funny anymore. Know how to be funny. And it's like, you can be, but you have to know how to do it. Like, Conan went on a show where people famously eat hot wings and answer questions, and most of those celebrities go in going, all right, I don't want to make a fool of myself. He went in saying, I will debase every bit of my existence to make you laugh on this show. And he had one of the most viral episodes I've ever seen. So, yeah, you have to know how to be funny in 2024.
Well, to your point.
But he found a way to keep... It's different than what he was doing in the 90s, but he's still doing something.
Yes, to your point. Seinfeld had a thing yesterday where he said, oh, you can't be funny anymore, and you got the extreme left taking over comedy, and you can't put anything funny on television because you can't make fun of people. I understand slightly where he's coming from. I think there are all things that we think, you know, it's just maybe a little bit too much. It's human nature, right? Where you feel like you're just pushed and you can't go anywhere. I get it.
There's limits on it.
But, you know, Seinfeld, when he started doing the show in 1989, you think he walked into Larry David's office and said, man, I don't know how we can do this because Archie Bunker used to just throw out the N-word on his show and we can't do any of that now. So I guess we can't be funny. It's like, no, you can. You just have to figure out a different way to be funny. And guess what? They did it.
Yeah.
And smart comics can do it now.
Well, that's why I think sometimes like the Bill Maher, Jerry Seinfeld, that line of thinking is Jerry Seinfeld's worth $1 billion. Does he have to be funny anymore the way he had to be in the 80s? No, because he's made all his money now and he's wildly successful. And by the way, you know what he just recently did make?
A movie about Pop-Tarts.
Yes, he made the Pop-Tart movie that's on Netflix. And I haven't seen it. I'm guessing it's got laughs in it. I'm guessing it's funny. My point is, he gets to do stuff like that because Jerry Seinfeld can kind of do whatever he wants now. So he doesn't have the motivation to go to a network like ABC or NBC and say, I want to pitch you a TV show that'll uproot things and make it funny. But the idea that people can't be funny on TV, I mean, Brooklyn Nine-Nine was a hilarious show that involves like a younger comedian, right? Andy Samberg, who wrote, directed, did a lot of that stuff on that show and was great. And it was inappropriate and raunchy and had all the stuff. It was different than Seinfeld. I'm not saying it's the greatest show ever, but it was funny and it got stuff going and made you laugh. Well, Modern Family, all this stuff.
The Conan style, though, he is brilliant at the self-deprecating physical humor. I think that style of comedy will always be funny.
That's right.
And that's, Sarah and I already crushed through that entire little miniseries that he just had released on HBO.
Oh, yeah, where
Conan must go. Yeah. And he's always played off of the hair. And as we always joke around where he does that little thing with his suit jacket and he goes, and he like licks his fingertips and cuts off the strings on the side of his jacket. Like he's that kind of guy. Big, tall, goofy, you know, red haired guy. It's hilarious.
I haven't gone through that yet, but I did see that he managed to get on an Irish language soap opera.
Yes, he did. It's not English. Yeah,
no,
it's like
he's
Gaelic.
Delivering the dialogue in Gaelic.
I watched it. It's great. It's great. He went to Thailand and he like meets a real fan of the podcast. He goes over there and he just, I don't know, knowing that it's Conan's show, there's a good chance where they do just knock on their door.
You know,
probably told them weeks ahead
whether
that we're going to visit you.
Whether
and then
it's
they
scripted
just
or not, or they know.
It.
If it's done well, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
You get lost in it. All right.
What's crazy is Sweet Lou, our station manager, he also pitched Common Man and T-Bone Must Go, but it was not a travel show. It was just leave. Get rid of them. They all suck. Right.
I want to give you my number. I didn't get a chance to give it to you. My stat.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Not sorry. We got to talking. We'll do it next. And Fatboy Food Tip. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road, and you'll find a 5-minute delay on eastbound 670 between 3rd Street and 71. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We debuted a new original song today. If you want to hear it, it's going to be on the podcast, so subscribe to the podcast. Also, we'll be debuting a new song tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Thursday, 4 o'clock. Friday, 4 o'clock. And then you get to vote for your favorite on Friday. And then the winning song, I mean, I didn't really think this through. Maybe we make a music video for the winning song.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's maybe it becomes something that we play more often on the show. I don't know.
Why not? Here's a stat for you. Connor Bedard, Brock Faber, Luke Hughes are all finalists for the Calder Trophy, which is Rookie of the Year. All right?
Sure.
There is no doubt that Adam Fantilli would be on this list if he were healthy enough, but he just wasn't.
Well, he got, you know, slashed by a skate.
Right, slashed by a skate.
Cut his year short. Yeah.
Cut his year short. Even then, he was probably considered for this. If they had four people on this list, he'd probably be a finalist.
You're right.
I would just like to point out, for all the Johnny Gaudreau apologists that are out there, and I've heard from you, every time I point out that Johnny Gaudreau has not lived up to expectations, he should be scoring goals and stacking up points even on bad teams because that's what good players do, even on bad teams. I'll get all the defenders popping out of the woodwork defending Johnny Hockey. Fine. Connor Bedard, who last time I checked was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did he turn 19 during the season? Or he's still 18?
He may have turned 19.
Okay, let's
I'm not
just
sure.
say he's 18 or 19. Sorry, I don't have his birth certificate in front of me at this moment.
Not yet 20 is your point.
Yes. Yeah. Young guy, rookie, had a season in which he had his face broken.
Yep, that's
missed
right.
Missed a significant amount of time and then came back and played in a bubble.
Was that 6 weeks he missed or more?
Yeah, it was a significant amount of time.
It was a decent amount of time, right.
Yeah. He had 61 points on the season on a terrible team. Record-wise, worse
right.
than the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, and probably, I'm going to guess, everyone that went up against the Connor Bedard show was attempting to not let it happen. And yet he amassed still 61 points.
61
as
points.
As a rookie in a year where he missed at least 6 weeks.
On a terrible team.
He's 18, too. He turns in okay. July.
All right, 18, yeah. had okay. his face broken, all of that. Finished the season with 61 points. Johnny Gaudreau had 60 points to lead the Blue Jackets. Now, I'm sure there's some excuse. Go ahead, make it. Well, Connor Bedard's more of a scorer. He's not a facilitator like Johnny. First of all, I like how Johnny's not expected to score goals now.
No.
That's the new thing.
He just sets up all the other brilliant talent the Jackets have because they didn't bring in a guy whose name is Johnny Hockey to score goals. They brought him in so he could give the puck to other players who then can score the goals. I am aware, for those of you who will say, oh, yeah, well, you didn't see him. No, we did. When he was playing in Calgary, I know he was on a line where, yeah, he got a lot of chances at goal because there were three guys on that line, including him, that were all dangerous, and that just meant more chances for everybody. I'm aware. Also, on this team, maybe take a slight bit more of initiative to score some goals when it's obvious this team can't do that.
Okay.
But no, that didn't happen.
My other point is that Connor Bedard had 39 assists.
Right. So he had 22 goals.
He had 22 goals. He had 39 assists. He had 61 points. His face was broken. He was on a terrible team. He's 18 years old.
He's a rookie. Well, you know what? Let's just stop calling him Johnny Hockey. Let's just call him Johnny Cardio. How about that? Likes to skate around.
Johnny, as good as people are around him.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Johnny played 81 games.
Johnny, rising tide raises all boats, I guess. He's just there with whoever else is good, then he's good. If he's not, then you can't expect him to do much, Mike. Now, I know also Jackets fans might be saying, that's a pretty significant point total. That's one of the highest point totals in the team history. Yeah, that's also an issue.
What the hell does that mean?
That's also a problem, is it not? That is a pathetic season for what he's paid to do. That level of season gets him still like into the top five, I think, in assists or whatever it ended up being. Great. That means your team, your organization has been pathetic for decades. That doesn't mean that he had a good year.
Johnny Gaudreau led the Blue Jackets in points this season. 12 goals, 48 assists. Again, Connor Bedard had 39.
Yeah.
So Johnny Gaudreau, 48 assists, 60 points. That is tied for 88th in the National Hockey League. 88. Tied for 88 in the National Hockey League.
That means on average... And again, I know it's not how it actually works out because probably like four or five guys on good teams that have well more than that point wise. But on average, every NHL team should have almost three guys who are as good or better than that on their roster. The Jackets don't have that. He was the number one guy. So I don't. How do you slice this any other way than
you don't.
Disappointing season from your highest paid player? And I'm sure, you know, I hope next year is better.
Is
but
it all his fault? Of course not. Of course it's not all his fault.
No, but can I ask this question? What was the main concern when he came here inexplicably when everybody, you know, around the league outside of Columbus said, what? Why do you, he wanted to go to Columbus? What happened there? And we all said, well, maybe he sees the potential. Maybe he sees the hope. The outside world said, this is a guy who clearly doesn't want to deal with pressure. Didn't want to go to New Jersey, which is closer to where his family is. Because they would have bigger media market, higher expectations, all those things. He didn't want to go there. He wanted to go somewhere where he can just skate around and enjoy his time off and not have any pressure and hide. And we all said, that's not true. This guy's coming here to be the leader of this franchise. Do you feel like he's the leader of this franchise? Do you feel like he's the face of the team? I don't. If anything, I feel like Fantilli was the face of the team till he got injured. That Tell me where I'm wrong, Jackets fans, that this guy isn't coming here to collect $10 million a year, skate around, and make everybody feel good that Johnny Gaudreau picked them so he could just have a lackluster rest of his career. Because I don't see any other explanation.
It's all going to change. John Cooper's coming.
Well, he's got time now.
I'm just saying, he's coming.
He's available.
I told you it was going to happen.
I mean, he's not available. He still has a job, technically.
They're going to fire him or he's going to quit. He's coming. What do you want, Ted?
I was going to say, you know who also has time, right?
Who's that?
Who, Bone? Come on.
What are we talking about?
With Tampa.
Oh, that's right. Someone's got to break the news to him. Steven Stamkos.
The news has been broken, buddy.
Well, I know.
And who's going to break the news to Steven Stamkos?
He was gazing out on the ice last night. Because that was probably it.
Probably it
for his Lightning career.
Probably. Yeah.
All right, I heard he wants to come to Columbus. He saw what happened 5 years ago and was like, damn it, I missed that.
That would be
$10 million.
That would be just the Blue Jacket thing to do, wouldn't it? get the guy who's not just on the back nine, but is almost tipping his caddy and going into the clubhouse.
Yes.
And go pay him $10 million. Fat Boy Foot Jack!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, maybe you're saying to yourself, I need to take my fast food love up a notch. And I want to take the love that I have for fast food, and I want to move it into the bedroom.
Oh.
Good news.
Okay.
KFC is releasing a limited edition perfume.
Oh?
They're calling it number 11 after the 11 secret herbs and spices.
Okay.
Yes. So according to their press release, number 11... boasts a classic barbecue experience in a 100 milliliter bottle.
All right.
It smells like smoky wood and a dash of charcoal. It's a bit of a parody on Tom Ford's Woodwood.
What? Say it again.
Oodwood?
Oodwood? I don't know.
O-U-D wood.
Okay.
But with their delicious barbecue, the lingering base notes create a woody, earthy foundation that promises to make your mouth water for the taste of barbecue. But number 11 is more than just a fragrance. It's a celebration of flavor.
Sure.
Certainly, this perfume will leave your mouth salivating and making you want food.
Now, let me ask this question. If we smelled this, because I don't know who wrote this article, is it someone who's like a perfume expert or someone who's a food expert?
No, this is the KFC talking
points. Oh, okay. Because here's my problem. If KFC tells me they have a perfume, my ears perk up. I'd like to, because you know what I like? I like the smell of KFC chicken. I'm not saying I want to have like sex with it, but I'm saying I like the smell. I find it to be an enhancing aroma,
aroma. A barbecue. Well,
see, that's my problem.
It's woodsy and charcoal.
I don't go to KFC to smell the woods. They smell like a barbecue. That's not what KFC is. KFC doesn't open flame cook their chicken. They are roasting it. They're like pressure cooking it with herbs and spices. Give me the scent of the 11 herbs and spices that I get when I walk in there. That's the scent I want. Why would I want something that smells not like what I get at KFC?
The limited edition barbecue perfume will be available until June 9th and will reportedly never be sold again.
Oh,
so, man, could be a nice collector's item. I'm going to guess that in 10 years, an unopened bottle of KFC perfume is going to be worth more than any sort of NFT sad monkey image.
That's not saying much, but I agree with you. I also just saw on TV, we have TVs on in here, I saw a commercial for Donato's. And it reminded me, if we were having other restaurants where the smell, you could put that in a perfume, like a pepperoni pizza, Donato's
pepperoni
pizza. It has
a very specific smell to it.
Yeah, when I like the smell of pizza parlor, but especially like different ones have different smells. But yeah, the smell I get when I go into a Donato's, you bottle that up, I'd buy that.
I'm going to share a story that made me laugh. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side at 11th Avenue. And there's a 5-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis Text Line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis Text Line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
You know, Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000-square-foot sports book. There's lots of action there. Two huge walls of TVs, food and drink, and coked out Scotty Vegas. All there to make sure your morning, afternoon, evening, whatever you decide to go, is packed full of good times. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I saw something today that made me laugh for various reasons. And no, it wasn't my own genitals that makes me cry.
All right.
And I also look down and can't see them. Kristen has just tell me that they're there. But the British Open is coming. I know that people, it's the Open Championship. Well, that's fine. They can call it what they want. I'm calling it the British Open.
Sure. Well, we have our Open Championship. It's the U.S. Open. So, yeah, it's fine to call it the British Open. I know it's not the appropriate name, but whatever. It's also, we know what we're talking about.
This is the most British name ever. And, of course, it's a British guy, Mike Woodcock. Mike Woodcock is the director of corporate communications. Was asked, hey, Greg Norman, you know, he's involved with the LIV now.
Mm-hmm.
He's won the Open twice. Has he been invited to the festivities this year? Mike Woodcock said, I don't think there's a G. Norman on the list. I think yeah. They would have to let me know if there was, so I'm not aware that he's bought a ticket so far. This is my favorite line. Obviously, there are tickets still available on the resale platform or hospitality. He's very welcome to look there. Now, and of course, this is a very uppity British guy saying this, yes, which makes it even better.
I love the energy that everyone in. Now, I'm not a big fan of establishment, but I love the fact that golf establishment as establishment is looking at LIV Golf and saying, no, we don't like it. Now, obviously, there are people in the PGA who have made their peace with, you know, trying to find a way to get some of that cash. And we know some of the players have done that too. But the reality is that doesn't mean the Open Championship has to. It doesn't mean anybody else has to like it. And if they don't feel that Greg Norman is doing right by the game, they don't have to let him come be at their club or be a part of it as a guest. So good for them.
This year, the British Open is at Royal Troon.
Yeah.
Are you aware of Royal Troon,
Teddy? I
remember
hearing of Royal Troon.
Yes.
Is it in Scotland?
I'm not sure where it's at.
It looks like it is. I'm looking at the...
I mean, does it look like a links course? Because that's kind of what it all looks like to me, but...
Royal Troon. It's right on the coast, south of Glasgow. I don't know if it's Scotland
So it's probably Scotland then? If it's in Glasgow, that's Scotland.
It's south of Glasgow.
Hmm.
I don't know where the border is. Looks like it's right on... No, it looks like it's still in the UK. Looks like it's south of the border.
Oh, okay.
It's close
near,
by.
Is it near Newcastle and Sunderland? Is that where it is?
No, that's on the other coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the other coast.
I see.
Anyway.
This is good. This is called Geography with Dopes.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of England.
Yeah.
So I'm driving home last night. I flip on the international news because I'm stupid.
Trying to learn something?
Well, it's not trying to learn something. It's just I need to torture myself. So what's going on in the Mideast? What's happening here? You know, I need to know.
Okay.
So I'm driving home, and they have a story on about how the English Premier League soccer, the team owners, the majority of team owners, have voted in favor for the first time of a salary cap. Now, they're not officially calling it a salary cap, but that's essentially what it is, a salary ceiling. Because obviously what they've seen is that your success in English soccer is dependent upon how much money you spend.
Yeah. Right. And if for those who don't know, there is no salary cap for anything like that in English soccer as of now. And the way it works in European soccer, most soccer around the world, if you want a player, it's not so much that you have to work out a trade for him. The player has what's called a transfer fee. So you could have a guy who has 3 years left on his contract and is by all rights untradeable, right? Well, they don't do trades in world soccer. They just call up the other team and say, "Hi, we're a much bigger club.
We want to buy
much deeper pockets. How much will it take for us to get the rights to negotiate with him?" Now, in that conversation, they are negotiating as well with his agent to say, "And if you would come here, what would it cost us to pay you? How much do you want?" And there's a negotiation there. There's a negotiation with the team. What are the rights to get to negotiate with him? But essentially, you're paying a transfer fee, and sometimes that is hundreds of millions of dollars. And then you have to pay the guy, I don't know, say $50, $60 million a year. Some of those guys are getting that. So it's a lot of money that's changing hands, and only a few clubs in the world can spend like that. Coincidentally enough, those are the teams that usually win these leagues.
Right. And what's interesting, though, about that is that they're talking about making a more competitive league, because you could have a situation where Manchester City wins the title again this year. That will have been 4 years in a row for them. They spend the most amount of money. It's the haves and the have-nots. They want a more interesting, competitive league. But the bigger clubs who are spending all this money are saying, "Whoa, wait a second. We're not for this." And here's the reason why. Because not only are we expected to go out and compete and win at this level, English Premier League level,
yeah,
we are also expected to go out and beat the best teams from Spain, from Italy, from Germany, when we go play all the European competition. If you put a salary cap on what we do, we're going to go internationally and get killed. And that is something that American sports teams don't really have to think about. The Yankees are never competing internationally, right?
You're right.
They're just going out there trying to win their league every single year. And maybe you say to, you know, Manchester United or Man City, "Hey, this amount of money, you should be able to compete in English soccer." Well, yes, I'm sure they can. But when they have to go over and play the best team in Germany, can they still compete? That's the question.
And I'm sure the, to play devil's advocate, the lower team's argument, the rest of England would say, not our concern. It would be the same as if you live on a street where, you know, everyone's voting on whether or not we should keep the neighborhood up or something like that, and you limited the amount of money, say, people could spend on the cars in their garage. And everybody seems to think this is a good idea because you need to put more money into your house. Well, the only guy who's going to complain about it is the guy who has the Maserati or the Ferrari at the end of the street. Everybody else is going like, I don't care if that impresses your friends down the street in another neighborhood. Here, we're not concerned with that. We all drive Camrys and Priuses and Ford Explorer. We're driving normal kind of cars, and you're driving these exotic cars.
I guess
don't care about that.
And I don't know the answer to this. I assume you do. When, let's say, Liverpool goes and they're in the Euros.
Yeah.
You know, and they beat whoever. Give me another big club.
Real Madrid.
Do the lower, lesser clubs in the Premier League get, like when a Big Ten team goes to a bowl game,
sure,
and they win a big bowl game, there's a cash payout even for those crappy teams. Does that happen in the Premier League?
To your point, I believe there is something for the leagues. They get some cash distribution if a team like wins the Champions League. But that pales in comparison. Like the amount that Southampton would get from that compared to what Manchester City gets for winning the Champions League, it's not going to suddenly make Southampton more competitive. They're saying we'd be willing to give up whatever fractional amount we get from that if it means that we have a chance to actually win our league. And I could, again, it's a majority rule on this type of vote. There's four or five teams that are like, whoa, we got to do this other European competition. Everybody else is going, not our problem, dude. We don't care.
Yeah, I just think it's a very interesting conversation.
It is. And I'm not, there's not an easy answer. The only answer to this is probably have Europe come in and say, Spain, Germany, England, France, all these countries that are in the Champions League running.
Oh, they all get capped?
All of you
have
to cap.
That's not going to happen.
Well, no, but to this is what they're trying to prevent. Barcelona. You've heard of Barcelona.
Most people have heard
not just of the city, but of the actual team. That's where Lionel Messi played most of his career, for what it's worth. They are so cash-strapped, they couldn't sign him. When he was done at Paris Saint-Germain, the French team he was playing for, that's why he ended up in MLS. He wanted to go back to Barcelona. They wanted to have him, but of course he wanted to be paid. And they are so bankrupt, so backwards on their finances, their government is saying, you can't spend any more money because you're so far in debt. And then said, but Lionel Messi, we want to bring up back our boy.
And it's because they mismanage their funds, right? And they spend too much on players.
Because they're trying to compete in this insane world of soccer where there's like a handful of teams that can do it. So at some level, you do have to say, let's not ruin all these teams and make them all turn into bankrupt failures. But also, I don't know how you turn the trough off when there's a couple teams that are funded by seemingly limitless money.
Very interesting. All right, game show coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 10-minute slowdown if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. And expect a 5-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Little Turtle Way and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart undercoating, rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
If you missed it earlier, where the hell you been? We debuted a brand new original song earlier in the show. It's just called Ryan Day. It's a pop song, which is sort of out of our wheelhouse, but I felt called to do it. We're not allowed to play...
Called?
Called by the Lord.
Oh.
We're not allowed to play copyrighted music anymore.
No.
And so we decided to make our own that we can play. And so it's available on the podcast. When the podcast drops, you can listen to it there. We have another original song, a different one, dropping tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I will tell you that it's more of a hard, rocky, metal-y type of sound. Then another one on Thursday, and then another one on Friday, and then you get to pick your favorite from the week. And that winning song will be sent up to space on a gold record. For all future aliens and civilizations to wonder at.
That's what the aliens are going to come around to is, yo, hang on a second. Get the record player out. We've got a gold one here.
I'm just saying.
We found those platinum ones over in the Andromeda Galaxy, but now we've got these. This is awesome.
Send it to space. Baseball tonight. Reds beat the Padres last night. Same two teams again tonight. Guardians start up a set with the bad Astros tonight. Game show.
Oh, I thought maybe we would talk about how my Mets. Did you see that yesterday?
No. What'd they do?
They were playing the Cubs at home. You can turn this down for a second. Then we'll do the game show in a second because I figured you'd want to know this. The Mets had a no-hitter going against the Cubs into the eighth inning.
Okay.
Did they win the game last night?
The way you're saying this, I'm going to say no, they didn't.
No. Blew the no-hitter. Well, that not blew the no-hitter. I mean, got through eight innings. Cubs got a hit, broke up the no-hitter. Fine. Right? Then bring in Edwin Diaz, closer.
Your guy.
No trumpets for him. Blew the save. They lost 3-1.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
Good times. Anyway, I'm not mad about it. I figured you, of all people, knowing how much you hate the Cubs, would be very mad at me today because my team couldn't hold it.
No, it's all right. I don't care. Okay. I hate.
That's right. You have your own team to hate.
White Sox got back to what they do best last night, losing. The Twins were tossing around that summer sausage.
I threw so much money at that game. Because I said they just swept three games, they're losing.
They can't possibly win four in a row.
And?
Especially with Rocco Baldelli's Sazichi.
All right, now we can do the music. That's fine.
Okay, well, I'm not ready.
Oh, sorry. Oh, well, all right, here we go. Failed draft picks trivia. I'm going to give you the name of a player. I'll tell you where he was drafted, and then I'm going to ask you a specific question about that player.
All right.
Ready? Here we go. Number one, we go to the world of the NBA. The Cavs picked DeJuan Wagner in the 2002 NBA draft.
If you say so. I remember nothing about him.
With the sixth pick. Now, he was out of the league in 2007. Here's the trivia question. What country did he finish playing basketball in? Was it Poland or Spain?
Spain's known for basketball. They got a nice league there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to guess it's Poland.
You are correct. Procom Trefl Sopot.
Oh, yeah.
Is the team that he ended up playing for in Poland. This dude was a high school phenom who scored 100 points in a game for Camden High School in New Jersey. Averaged 42 points a game one of the seasons he had in high school. Played a year at Memphis. John Calipari famously revoked his scholarship after his freshman year and said, if you don't go to the league, you're insane. You need to take the money. Don't come back for another year of school. Get out there and go play. He did. The problem was, and he was okay. He averaged 13 points a game in his rookie year. He had colitis. And at one point, a couple years into his NBA career, they had to remove half of his intestine.
Oh, man.
And so he did come back and played some games in the NBA, but was just, you know, never really the same player. Couldn't really stay healthy.
He got half his intestines.
Yeah. So he bounced around the league a couple years after that, and then eventually ended up in Europe.
I don't see Terry Francona beating guys off the dribble for that reason.
The dribble really helped
beating
that sentence
guys
along.
Off the
really
dribble.
Helped that sentence along, Teddy. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Okay.
Good. Glad we covered
Come
that.
On now.
Trent Richardson, Mike, 2012 Man. NFL draft for the Man. Brownies. They picked him third overall. Last team he played for, was it in Canada or Mexico?
Oh, God. I hope it's not Mexico. Canada?
No.
Oh, no.
He did play for a couple Canadian teams
I
in the CFL.
So.
Well, most recently, February 11th, 2021, Richardson signed with the Cuadillos de Chihuahua of the Mexican Football Americano de Mexico League, otherwise known as the FAM League. The Mexican media referred to the move as the biggest signing in Mexican pro football history.
I
bet it was. When asked his role on the team, Richardson had a great quote. My role will be, we'll have to let y'all know. And speculated that his role could vary from making decisions to might be part of the defense.
Oh.
He saw limited playing time in his first game in the 2022 season opener. Now, granted, this is a guy who 10 years ago was in the NFL, but times have gotten tougher since then.
He's still trying to play, though, so...
Yes. Well, he didn't even win the running back job there. LaVance Taylor had more carries than he did in the game, and they lost 28-9 to Paragueos de Monterrey. Let him live. Next up, your Chicago Bulls in 2001 drafted a guy by the name of Eddie Curry.
Oh, I know Eddie.
Never lived up to the billing in Chicago, but eventually bounced around the league and did win a ring. Which team did he win a ring with? Was it the Mavs or the Heat? I will tell you, he played for both teams. So it's not a trick question
know.
Or
Mavs?
Anything. No.
Heat?
Yes.
All right, good.
He was selected fourth overall in the 2001 NBA draft by the Bulls. Played for the Bulls till 2005. Then for the Knicks from 05 to 2010. As far as busts go, I mean, he never was that good. But he did stay in the league for quite a number of years. Eventually was out of the league for a year or two. Got back in with the Heat. And actually returned to the NBA 70 pounds lighter when he made his comeback. He did play 83 minutes for that 2012 championship Heat team in 14 games. He started one of them. Was active for one game in the playoffs, but didn't play in it. Got a ring, though, because
right,
he was on the
live.
Team. So, all right. So, at the end, I guess you could say it kind of worked out. Darko Milicic, 2003 Detroit Pistons. Retired from basketball after a lackluster career to pursue which sport? Kickboxing or volleyball?
Let's go with kickboxing, Bo.
Yes. He averaged 6 points, 4.2 rebounds per game. In September 2014, he announced he'd retired from basketball to pursue a kickboxing career. Nail Yakupov, 2012 Edmonton Oilers, never stuck in the NHL, finished his career in the KHL. Which team has he finished with? Is it SKA St. Petersburg or Neftekemik Nizhehemikask?
That one.
Yes. And as of what Wikipedia says, he was like on a 1-year deal with them this year.
Let him live. Do we trust that, though?
I don't know. Well, if you don't trust that, get ready for this. Nikolai Zverev.
Oh, my guy.
2003 CBJ.
I wish he was on this team.
Is Nicky Zverev still playing hockey?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. For the 2023-2024 season, Zverev is listed as playing in the Allegheny Hockey League. Or, I'm sorry, for Allegheny Hockey, which is a team in the Italian Hockey League.
Oh, big
time.
He
is playing in the Italian Hockey League. Of course, it was the 2003 NHL draft, one of the deepest in history. Ryan Suter, Brent Seabrook, Jeff Carter.
Not here.
Ryan Kessler, Brent Burns, Ryan Getzlaff. All these dudes were available, and the Jackets were like, who needs them? Let's draft this loser. And they did.
Is he dominating the Italian league?
I don't think so. I think he was kind of bouncing around in Europe, and now he's just, I mean, I'm sure he's having a nice life, whatever.
Is that all?
That's all.
Okay. Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Good job.
No.
Good job, Teddy. Excellent job.
Thank you.
Teddy? Same one of them.
Didn't change.
No, I know. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, we didn't somehow magically fix it halfway through this show. I'm surprised. No.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should watch out for an accident that's blocking two right lanes and causing almost a 40-minute slowdown on southbound 315 at 670 East. That traffic will be stop and go from Ackerman Road. We also have a 10-minute delay due to an accident blocking the right lane on northbound 71 on the north side at 11th Avenue. Traffic will be stop and go from I-70. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same low down payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, celebrating his wedding anniversary today.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy Hull.
Oh, my little lover boys.
I saw the picture that you put on social. And your wife.
That's not from yesterday.
No, I know it's not from yesterday. You look like you were 12.
Right. Yeah. That had to be a couple years before we got married. We were just
a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, young whippersnappers. We were...
Whole life ahead of you.
Whole life. We were down in Raleigh, North Carolina. We were going to a friend's wedding in that photo. That's where... that's what we were doing that day. And yeah, it wasn't too long after that. We tied the knot. Here we are, 14 years later.
Congratulations,
buddy. Got robbed on our first night in Columbus, but the rest has been gravy.
Oh, that's 10 years ago now.
12, yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, 2012.
Time just flies by with you, Timmy.
Right. Unbelievable,
like
right?
Like a blink of an eye.
What is it with you? 20?
Almost 21, yeah.
Wow, 21. Bone, 13, 14?
Yes. I think it's 13.
13.
I think that's where we're at.
Man. This guy, Timmy Hull, came in bearing gifts today.
What a guy.
T-Bone is wearing his vintage Mets jersey that Timmy Hull so beautiful. Graciously gave him.
Beautiful.
Timmy gave me a White Sox zip-up jacket, and it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And Teddy is wearing a vintage Barry Larkin in there. And let me tell you something, Teddy. That looks... You're wearing that jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Doesn't he look good?
I looked over at you a couple times and said, is that really Barry Larkin?
Could be.
Looks just like him, honestly.
Wearing that jersey.
Exactly. Yeah. I've never seen Ted with a jersey on. And I wanted to know what it looked like.
Timmy's known as a gift giver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you brought in gifts for... I'm very happy for everything. Thank you.
No, very much so. I mean, it's been wonderful. And I wanted to get all three of you the jerseys, but see, I know him and I knew he didn't like that 80s era Sox logo like I do. Like, he got me a jacket a long time ago that's of that Harold Baines 1980s
logo style. It's not that I don't like it.
And they had a Carlton Fisk.
I feel like it's been overused.
I get
that's all.
Is it though? Like, do they go back to that?
For a while there, yeah. It was like every Sunday they wore it. And
Yeah. Well, did they wear the pullover?
It's a cardigan. It's a cardigan. Yes, they wore those things.
Ooh, hey. No, that's good.
No, that's cardigan. A throwback. That's a throw. That's cardigan. A me and Timmy throwback.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
The very like first few conversations we ever had here.
I messed up the line, so I yelled cardigan instead of pullover.
He said it on purpose.
Yeah,
though.
I did it on the air.
Like, well, the
I
first
said it's
time
a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. Yeah. Like, no, it's supposed to be a pullover. Then I started yelling cardigan.
That's right. Yeah. That was a good time.
And then T-Bone robbed you.
That's right.
Of all your stuff.
I have to come clean all these years later. I'm the one who stole all your delicious Kansas
bastard.
No, Ray.
Memorabilia.
It was you.
Yeah.
I kept roaming that neighborhood for 6 months, hoping that I might spot one of our bikes.
What were you going to do about it?
Someone wearing our clothes.
Steal it back.
A garage door open and somebody sitting in Pop-Pop's leather chair.
No, I swear to God, just like OJ, I'm stealing my own stuff.
I swear.
Back.
Yeah, this is mine. These guys stole it.
All right, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
What are the offensive plays that are burned into your memory? You think of any?
We're going to do some. There's tons of them.
They got to be tons, right? We're going to do some of those. And I want to specifically get Tyvus's perspective on that. Offensive plays that are burned into his mind because he was on the sideline celebrating with his defensive teammates while it was happening. So some of that, we got some news about why Felix Akpara decided to transfer out of Ohio State. So some men's hoops, what are they doing with their team, and a whole lot more.
I think we heard why Felix had to leave, right?
Yeah, we did.
He
we
said
got some answers.
Tyvus didn't give him the big check.
Oh,
so
that's
that
right.
The end of that.
That was right in the report
right?
there, I believe.
He said
that
they're only, you know, giving it to the football players.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to us enough. So, bye-bye. I'm
all
gone.
Right. Two big hours of the Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
The Back Page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, you think you have some family issues, and maybe you do. I'm not denying people have family issues. This one is up there with some of the worst I've ever heard. A 25-year-old woman in Leeds, this is in Great Britain, apparently was caught what they call in England drug driving. So I don't know if they actually mean she was like intoxicated with alcohol or with actual drugs. Either way, intoxicated, DUI type of situation. She was going over 100 miles an hour on motorway. Despite having no license, so drunk, speeding, and no license.
Going for the triple crown here?
Right. Anisha Khan, 25 years old, was pulled over by authorities. When she was asked for her information, she said not that her name was Anisha Khan, which it is. She said her name was Nylia Khan, which Nylia Khan is her sister, who was nowhere near that car and was not involved in any way.
Sweet gal.
Yeah. Nylia had no idea she received a court notice in the mail several weeks later. And then she said, hold on a second. What's this about? Called police. And they said, yeah, I remember when you were pulled over all this many, you know, weeks ago for this. She said, I don't remember any of that because I didn't do that. Talked to her sister, found out what happened. Sister served a suspended 18-month sentence.
Oh.
It was originally going to be 12, but they tacked on an extra 6 because she lied about who she was. But
good news, though. She's playing football now for Georgia.
Right. Because of the driving.
Because got it, Timmy?
Yeah.
Because of the driving.
Yeah. I've heard they have some issues there.
They good at football.
Yeah. Bad,
suck.
Bad at driving. Bad at driving.
Yeah. They ought to get a car service or something.
You know what, though? Speaking of Alabama, how about this? An environmentalist has smashed a world record. Oh, did you say Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia.
I thought you said Alabama. My bad. I wasn't
Georgia.
Paying attention. Yeah, that's right.
Good drivers.
That would make way more sense. Well, especially when they're driving to the scene of a murder. Right, Timmy?
Yes, like that basketball player who went right to the top of the NBA draft board.
Yeah. Anyway,
Brandon
Miller. Yeah,
Miller,
I think. In any case, environmentalists smashed a world record by hugging 1,123 trees in 1 hour in the Tuskegee National Forest in Alabama. I didn't know there was a Guinness World Record, but it shows this man by the name of Abubakar Tahiru, 29 years old, hugging trees, little tiny saplings all the way up to giant oaks, 1,123 of them in an hour. Didn't know that was a thing. Okay. He said he did it to inspire the youth of Ghana. So let him live. Congrats
inspire
on that.
The youth of Ghana.
He's from Ghana. Sorry, I should have said that.
Well, you're talking about Alabama. Ghana. Now we're on Ghana.
Well, he was in Alabama. That's where this happened.
Okay.
I guess there's a dense forest there. That's what they wanted to do it. So all there right. You go.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you, Bone.
No.
Timmy, thank you.
Thank you.
Teddy? Thank you, Teddy.
You're welcome.
Tyvis? Thank you. Thank you, Tyvis.
Your microphone's off.
He gave a thumbs up.
I thought we were done like a minute ago, but we're not, apparently.
No. I'm going to thank everybody. Who else is out there?
Bodie's over here.
Bodie? Thank you, Bodie. He dug up Newt Rockne yesterday.
Moved him to a better grave site.
Right.
Formaldehyde.
They didn't have it back then.
Sure they did.
No, just
yeah, they had formaldehyde in
1930s. In 1931, they had it?
Yes, they had formaldehyde. They weren't putting people in it, but they had it.
When was it invented?
Decomposition.
1,000 years ago.
It was?
No.
What was Ted Williams in?
He's frozen.
Oh, that's right.
It was his head. That's frozen.
Skull. Cryo. Just his head. Just his head. Him and Walt Disney.
The Austin.
That's the rumor. I don't know if that's true, though.
It's the Austin Powers freezing mechanism.
That's right.
How much more?
Thank you for listening, everybody out there. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
They're
brand
regretting
new original
it.
Song tomorrow. Yay. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a 15-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between International Gateway and 315. And watch out for an accident on the left shoulder of westbound 70 downtown at the 71 West Split. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. A couple of guys entering the portal today for the Ohio State football program. Offensive lineman Enoch Vamahi, who will be playing a sixth season elsewhere this fall, and linebacker Nigel Glover, who spent just one season in Columbus after transferring in from Northwestern last year. Baseball tonight, the Reds look for a second win in a row over the Padres. First pitch in San Diego is at 9:40 tonight. Nick Martinez is on the mound for Cincinnati. In Houston, the Guardians play the first of three against the Astros. That one will get started at 8:10. Carlos Carrasco starts for Cleveland. NBA playoffs tonight, the 76ers are at the Knicks, the Magic are at the Cavaliers, and the Pacers are at the Bucks. New York and Indiana both lead the series 3-1. Orlando and Cleveland are even at 2 games apiece. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Toronto's at Boston, the Islanders are at the Hurricanes, Colorado's at Winnipeg, and Vancouver will host Nashville. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, go ahead and call Mark.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
This is Man and Bone.
This happens with every weather person ever. Regardless of market, television station, for some reason they all have to tell us to open the windows. I don't want to open my windows. I want artificial air blowing in my face. Stop telling me to open the damn windows.
Again, I think we've maybe brought this to attention before, but, you know, I would just say in the weather person's defense, this is like someone posting. Ricky Gervais has this bit where he says the internet now has become someone posts guitar lessons, like those little tabs that you see where you can pull off a tab and call a phone number and learn about guitar lessons. They do them at like college campuses or wherever. And then someone comes up and screams, "Why are you telling me about guitar lessons? I don't want to know." It's like, well, then this wasn't for you. Just move along. I think maybe you're getting a little too worked up by the weather people. That's all. No. Like, they're just telling you to open the windows.
Here's what I'm doing.
The few people that doesn't like to do that.
Hey, pitch a tent, sleep outside. It's wonderful weather. Do it. Dine al fresco, because I said so.
I think
it's nice. I want you to dine outside.
I just think it's a friendly reminder.
We need a friendly reminder to open the windows?
Well, yeah, it's been so sweltering hot. Maybe just say, hey, just letting you know. It's been so hot out. I'll tell you, I think the weather's going to be nice enough. They also do this with like lawn mowing or gardening where they say,
I can't stand that either.
Where they say like, hey, tomorrow might be a good day. If you're looking for a day to mow the lawn, tomorrow's a good day. The weather should be good for that. That's why people are listening to the weather. What are you doing outside that you want to know? What's your act?
What am I doing? Nothing. Going outside and flipping all you people off.
So
I'm gonna go around all the houses in the neighborhood with the windows open tonight and just whisper. I hate you.
Why does this bother you?
I hate you.
I know your answer is, have you met me? I know that, but I'm saying specifically.
Do you really want to go down that wormhole? All right. Do you understand that? Why does this bother you? Pays for my salary and indirectly yours too.
I got it.
Do you know that?
I'm just saying, it's the weather. They're just saying, open the windows if you want to. If you don't, ignore this.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.